Hello, and welcome to Movie Dudes, your podcast for all things movies.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Movie Dudes.
No, you're doing it wrong.
Hello!
What did she say when they were about to kiss? It was like, woo!
Hello and welcome to another edition of Movie Dudes. I'm Sean.
I'm Tabitha.
Travis.
I'm Dan.
I'm Rob.
And here with us is our regular guest, I guess.
Jared.
He's not special anymore.
So deflated.
Jared.
He's our fallback guy. And we're your Movie Dudes. Movie Dudes is a podcast that watches, reviews, and rates movies. Is this slow enough for you?
Yes.
On a scale from 1 to 10. We'll tell you whether or not you should drop a whole shitload of money on a film. I see I still fuck it up, so what's it matter? We have three sections of Movie Dudes. The first section, spoiler for ratings. Second section, we go to the real nitty-gritty of the film. Spoilers alert! And the third section, we talk about whatever the hell is going on in our lives. I know we're going to definitely touch on this topic that we just had in LA's place. Holy shit.
I cannot wait to listen.
Oh, aren't you glad we went there?
What was that? I'm so
good
glad we went there.
Yeah.
I'm a genius.
And the film we rated this week is The Equalizer. Dun, dun, dun.
Section one.
Yeah. Whose choice was this? Dan's?
It was mine.
All right. We'll start with you.
Good choice, Dan. You look like a Russian in that hat.
I need to burn that hat now, thanks.
Where is my vodka?
All right, you gonna give a
all right.
synopsis?
So there we were.
Synopsism.
Not looking at a computer off the top of my head. All right, a hardware store worker befriends a prostitute at a diner.
Because
he suffers from insomnia. After he walks the prostitute home, he then witnesses her pimp beating her up, which sets in a series of events which makes up this good movie.
I
like
vigilante,
it.
Vigilante, pretty much, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
He can't sleep, so why not?
Let's kick some ass.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else anyone wants to add to that? No. All right, go.
Good synopsis.
What's your rating?
No spoilers. I'm going to give it an 8.
8? Reasons? What do you got?
It kind of started off slow, but once the action started going, it turned into a nice movie.
Mm. I'd like to point out it was less of an action film, but more of a thriller. I think that was something that somebody here will probably shit on because of it. Robbie?
I will give it an 8 as well.
Perfect.
Because I enjoyed it. I thought Denzel Washington was great.
Cannot do wrong with Denzel.
No.
He is
King Kong ain't got shit on him.
was that a racist comment?
No, that was from Training Day. Have you not?
Yes,
I thought it was a racist comment. I was like, it's okay, I'm bringing it back. I was like, you can't say that, Rob. Porch monkeys for life. I was like,
right. No, that is not okay. No.
That's from a movie. It's from a movie.
That is like the one quote from Training Day.
King Kong. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
See, your hypersensitivity is the problem here.
Yeah, right.
No, watch Training Day. That's his most memorable quote from the movie. No, it was a great movie. It was great in terms of the action. I mean, he plays the role really well, and it was fun to watch, and I enjoyed the ride. God.
Should we just keep going?
Yeah, I said
you think the train's funny in it?
Yeah. Wait, did you rate it?
It's iconic.
Yeah,
he gave it an 8.
I'm also giving it an 8. I thought it was a good... I hate that fucking train. I thought it was a good movie. Obviously, it started out slow. It wasn't supposed to be like a constant like action all the time, but it was supposed to keep you on the edge of your seat a little bit, and I thought it did a good job of that. And the ending, fight, I guess you would call it a fight scene, is a little drawn out as well. But I thought it was still this, oh, shit, yeah.
All right. after some thinking, I decided to be generous and give it a 6. No, I didn't
drag
know
anything. Drag us down, why don't you?
Yeah. I didn't know anything about the movie, and so I didn't really know what to expect. I wasn't expecting for everything to be so over-dramatized and overdone, and I guess like it kind of had like a Sin City Max Payne type feel to it. And
like a noir? Or how do you say that? Noir? N-O-I-R?
Noir.
Noir?
A noir film.
So that's what those are going
so
for.
So I wasn't expecting that, and I think just here, I only knew Denzel Washington was in it, so obviously I wasn't expecting that type of movie from him. So I thought it was boring. Like, I wasn't, obviously you knew what was going to happen, and it took a long time to get going, and so I was not impressed. His acting is great, it always is great, but just not impressed. So.
Okay.
Fair enough.
It goes middle road.
Entitled to their opinion, no matter how shitty it is.
Middle road and say 7 because I thought it was pretty average.
Right.
Not real. Many real comments. I was half sleeping through the second half of the movie, so my opinion isn't super valid on this one.
You slept through the good part.
I didn't sleep through it. I was just really
kind of like nodding your head around.
Zombie.
Sure.
My turn.
Yes.
Yeah. 8.
Yeah.
See.
Got to bring up the average rating a little bit from Tabitha.
Okay, just to clarify.
It was slow at the start, but then it got going real good. It was intense.
Okay, just to clarify.
King Kong ain't got shit on me!
There you go. There you go. Training Day.
Okay, whatever. My
we
mom probably.
Believe you, Rob. We don't think you're a racist asshole.
Rob, you're a carnival porch monkey.
You redeemed yourself.
Sean's face when I said that. He was just
because that's something you would say.
Exactly.
Doesn't mean Rob's
gonna say it. Oh, whatever. Fuff you guys. So the average rating is 7.5. Which isn't terrible, I guess.
Which is the IMDb average was 7.8.
So there you go. Perfect. You guys need me.
Where would we be without you? All right.
Section 2.
What do we want to talk about?
I thought it was weird seeing Hit Girl as a prostitute.
Yeah. I didn't realize like I was looking at her when she first popped in and I was like, what the fuck is she from? And then like 2 minutes later I was like, holy shit, that's seems not like, the little innocent girl at once.
It seems like Kick Ass didn't come out that long ago to me.
What was that?
It must have been like 5 years or 6.
Yeah. I think, yeah, it was 2010 that Kick-Ass came
out. I think
out.
I saw it with you was guys, it? Even, and I think it was, like, junior or senior year of high school.
I liked that movie.
But, I still associate her with, like, the 4.5-foot-tall little girl. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I saw her, like, dressed as a hooker, and I was like, ooh.
Ugh.
As long as we're on her, she was, like, constantly, like, half-crying the whole time, and it's like, yeah, I get it, you're a prostitute and your life sucks, but I just thought it was, like, too much, you know what I mean? Because, like, she's, like, half crying, just sitting there, and then all of a sudden she goes outside and she's like, what's up? And she gets in the limo. I don't know.
Well, she cried.
But that's a good insight into how
I don't
her
know,
life
like,
is.
I think, I don't know, what I think you're a little bit more hardened, or at least, I don't know, that's how.
But that's what she's got to do to make money to please her pimp.
But
I just didn't like how she was just half crying, like, all the time.
Well, that actress has been crying since the end of Kick-Ass, and she's been crying in every movie since. So,
Did you
ever seen Dark Shadows?
Yes.
Oh, she doesn't cry in that one. She's like a werewolf.
Oh, okay.
It's not a great movie, but it's entertaining to watch once. No, it's a funny movie.
Oh. Isn't that the
It reminds me more of like almost like Edward Scissorhands, but not quite.
That's the Johnny Depp one, right?
Yeah.
That's a remake. That was a soap opera.
Was it?
I'm just going to assume Tim Burton was the director. Yeah. Oh, go fucking figure.
She resumed the role of like a feisty teen in that one. And a werewolf. So she's not always crying. That's all I'm saying.
Kick-Ass her like first movie? Or?
I think it was like her first big movie, yeah.
She's a cute kid, I mean.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, we don't have internet, of course.
No, she's a good-looking prostitute, I mean.
I didn't like the wigs and all that.
No. Wait, in what, Kick-Ass?
No, in the wig she wore as prostitute.
Oh, okay, yeah, I see what you mean.
She should have wore the purple wig.
Would have matched her shoes a lot better.
But I thought it was a good insight into how, like, I wanted to say this, like, his, what was it, that quote that he said to her, like, about, leaving change in your life? Or she was like, I have to do this for money, and then what did Denzel Washington say again?
Stay golden, pony boy?
No. Not quite.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But I thought that was like perfect because I'm always saying like how people are always bitching. Like,
you gotta
oh, I need
who
to do
you
this.
Are. I know he was saying that. That's part of it.
No promises in the wind, child.
What is that from? It.
That's a book.
Shut up.
Sorry, you guys aren't cultured.
But I thought it was good.
The bush.
I thought it was a good good quote. I not that I could fucking remember what the hell it was, but
I know
because
part of
it's
it,
always
he's like you just got to be who you are, something like that.
Never eat raspberries.
Well, no, it was like if you don't like the world you're in, leave.
Stupid is as stupid does.
What the fuck is wrong with you people?
Life is like a box of chocolates. Sometimes you're a prostitute.
Sometimes you sell yourself for money.
Like a box of chocolates.
Life is like a box of chocolates that you bought by selling your body.
Life is like a box of chocolates. Sometimes you have to pay a price for pleasure.
I don't know what the quote was. I don't remember.
But my point is, like he told her, she was complaining like, oh, I have to do this, and he's like, well, if you don't like your life, or you change your world. And I thought it was great because how many people will always constantly just bitch about like, oh, I don't want to do this. Then don't. Like if you don't like the fact that you're a drug addict, or you don't like the fact that you're a prostitute, then don't be a prostitute.
She
leave.
Was enslaved. They weren't just going to let her go.
Yeah.
She could leave.
She couldn't.
Leave.
She
leave.
Tried.
Yeah, she tried to leave. That Russian guy wouldn't let her.
Did
she
try leaving
her.
The city?
She didn't try hard enough.
Yeah, that's my
he
point. She didn't try hard enough.
How hard is it to call the police
freedom,
and just like
though.
Get relocated?
Exactly. She's got plenty of options. Did you know that every single person that's been put into the witness protection
yeah,
program?
Call the police. You mean the guys that we're working for?
Oh, good point.
Well, don't call the dirty ones, I guess.
But my point is, like, you have any idea how many people who have been placed into the... Obviously, this is a movie. I get it. But every person that's been put into the witness protection program, none of them have been caught by their the people that they're hiding from.
I get what you're saying.
But these girls in the movie were supposed to just be brought over from Russia. They weren't U.S. citizens.
Oh, you're right. Mm. Fuck.
So...
I'm just digging a
I
hole.
I get what you're saying, but also what TT's saying, it's not a situation where you can just be like, oh, I'm going to change this. It's not really that easy.
Yeah,
right?
She's not a U.S. citizen either.
Go back to Russia!
Who wants to go back to Russia?
Good point. Right, Dan?
Maybe.
Take that fucking hat off!
No! So is life as a prostitute slave in America better than life as a free person in Russia?
Apparently.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to
that. Existential debate.
I don't know the answer to that. Maybe she's got it good compared to what she had.
Probably. All right. Well, is there anything else we wanted to touch on the movie? That's just what I wanted to say. If you got a problem with something, just change it.
I did not like the constant use of flashbacks. Like I was telling you this.
Oh, yeah.
You can't use a flashback for a scene that just happened that you just saw 5 minutes ago. Like I like flashbacks to show something that. It's not actually already
that's
in the movie.
It's not already in the scope of the movie.
Yeah. Like, that was dumb to me. And, like, it was just very, like, the music, just, it was dramatized music throughout the entire movie, and
I
could have done without
like
it.
In a, I mean, huh? Sometimes I was a little confused by the music, but overall I thought it was pretty good, like, when you needed it to be, like, dun-dun-dun, it was.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just not my style of movie that I like. And I also just want to point out that I didn't not like this movie because I don't like action and I like girl movies. I just
but you want
to throw
right?
that out there.
I got to say, I liked Martin Kostka's character.
Who the fuck is that?
The guy who played
Nobody
Teddy.
Knows.
The
Who the fuck was Teddy?
The evil Russian dude.
The one who was investigating.
Oh,
the one
okay.
who was trying to kill...
Denzel
Washington's character. Yeah. Okay. I liked him as a villain. I thought he was good. I mean, maybe...
I don't know him for
any. I mean, he was, you know...
He what else is he in?
Sociopathic killer, but, you know, he hasn't really been in anything...
I thought he was good in this, though.
But I liked
him. Like when he beat up that contractor?
Yeah.
I thought it was good.
Yeah, I was just like, whoa.
I like when people randomly beat up tradesmen.
About, yeah, I don't know. Is there what else did you hate about it? Or is that about it? That just all that just kind of depreciated the value to you?
Yeah, like I think when you have an actor like Denzel, he's really good in drama.
We have
stuff.
Power!
Woo!
Woo! Yeah! So if anybody didn't realize, so Travis woke up at like 5:30 this morning, I guess. We'll tell this. Or should we save it for we'll save it for section 3. Let's finish this up. What were you saying?
I think that Denzel Washington was such a good dramatic actor. You need to use him in a way that's going to reflect his acting and not mask it with music and overdone CGI and whatever the hell. You know what I mean? Like,
there wasn't too much CGI in this, was there?
Well, whatever I'm trying to say. Motion. You know where they slow down? Yeah, they slow down everything.
That was kind of ticking me off because it was like, okay, let's go.
Like this joke online where it's like, if someone comes in asking for The Matrix, give them any movie with slow motion. Seriously, any movie.
Well, and did anyone else get that feeling like at the end scene of like the Max Payne type thing where the rain is coming down
bullet
super
time.
Slow?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Like, okay, we get it. He can see things super slow. It's like, well, and that was the thing, like that final scene in the Home Depot, I guess, ripoff store or whatever. Home Mart.
Yeah.
An amalgamation of Home Depot and Walmart.
Walmart,
no,
yeah.
I thought some of the fight scenes were really cool, except buy a damn camera stabilizer, because it was like the camera kept shaking. It's like, let me see these two guys fight. You keep like trying to.
Yeah, try combining that with shitty bootleg quality.
Oh, God.
Everything's just shaking.
So it was just, I thought that last scene was like really cool when it was like they're, you know, it was like he was on the hunt or something like that. I thought that was fun, but it was just like some of the camera choices there was just like, really?
Well, I think they do that too because they're super lazy and they're just like, well,
it makes it look better than if they just held it stable.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that.
Couldn't tell which one was what half the time.
Exactly. It's like, that's the same problem with like Michael Bay's Transformer movies. You can't tell who the hell is fighting each other. So.
I also wish they would have touched on a little, I know they did touch on it, but a little more of what he did beforehand. Like, I know.
Well, they scraped the surface.
They were like, oh, if there's anybody to get out of the agency.
Yeah, so I was thinking CIA.
I presume
something.
Is probably CIA.
CIA, yeah.
Yeah.
This is based on a TV show, and in the TV show, he was an ex.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but like, it was much more like, in the TV show, I guess he was much more like a soldier of fortune. Like, you know, he'd have an ad in the paper or something like
that. Is
that
at the end?
That's how it starts.
Craigslist,
and then
the Craigslist post, that title was on the business cards in the TV show.
Oh, so cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
See, was it a TV show called The Equalizer,
yep,
too? Oh, okay.
You can find anything on Craigslist.
Liquidator. Like in horrible bosses.
Yes, I was just thinking that. I'm excited.
So who am I going to piss on?
Horrible Bosses 2.
Oh, yeah, the ad for Horrible Bosses 2 looks
great.
They're going for like a complete, like they're, like, killing or robbing people now.
It wasn't Liquidator. It was a guy that was able to do wet work.
Yeah, Liquidator.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. It said wet works.
Oh.
But then Charlie Day's character was like, Liquidator. Like,
oh.
Oh, yeah, you know? I remember that one.
And then his, like, weird mindset of how he got to, I'm going to kill people for you. I was like,
Robert,
it was like $250.
What's
like,
that?
Good deal. Piss on them.
I'm leaning towards The Judge.
The Judge.
Oh, okay. Ooh. I do want to see that one, so I'm happy, but I also really want someone to pick Gone Girl.
Ooh. What is that? What is Gone Girl?
Actually, I might do that because The Judge just came
either out one yesterday. Of those.
Okay,
though?
Then I'll pick The Judge. Then.
Okay, good. I want to see both of those.
Nobody's going to pick Dracula Untold Story?
No.
No, I'm so burned out on vampires after Twilight.
Oh, it's been years since then.
Gone Girl's the Ben Affleck movie that everyone's up in a roar about, where his wife goes missing.
Yeah, it's that book.
I haven't heard
based on that book. Yeah.
I haven't seen any. I don't watch TV, so I don't see.
I heard it's really creepy, so I'm excited.
Mm. Yeah, I watched the trailer, but I want to see The Judge as well. So.
Yeah,
I'm excited for Batfleck. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Yes. I'm interested. I don't know.
Well, you can't do a worse job than George Clooney.
Put it on the bat card. Unlimited spending limit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just look at the name. Bruce Wayne. Whatever. So,
anything else?
Is there anything else, or do you want to get into section 3?
I think that's... Oh, I guess the build-up between the violent scenes was kind of cool, too, because it was like, you know, that goes along with the thriller, but it was like, You know, it's not like a Rambo-style action movie where it's just like violence, 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 violence. Mm-hmm. It's actually like, you know, there's building a little bit of build-up, especially that final showdown between, you know.
I did like how when the store got robbed, he didn't. They didn't show the beatdown of that guy just hanging up the clean sledgehammer.
Oh, that was
like
so.
That was really cool. Yeah, I liked that. And then the ring's just like there.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Yeah, that was funny.
All right,
section three.
I wanted to touch on before we get to that. I still wanted to talk about the movie. I don't think I've ever been a minority in a movie.
I said we gotta talk about. There are some dumb people in that movie theater, and I'm not just saying because of what you said.
Think of the most stereotypical black person in a movie theater. They're you know, Mexicans screaming like, "Oh shit! Oh, watch out behind you!" That is what we were dealing with. Yeah. Like the guys in front of us.
They were Mexican, though. I thought. Weren't they?
The guy in the far left was the two.
I'd also like to point out that they're all sitting like two seats apart.
Well, because the big one in the middle is too big, and his friends couldn't sit next to him. Danny sits with us in one row.
Hey, was it as bad as Mickey Mouse
I sat
Lady?
Between you and Rob,
they were just
What movie was Mickey Mouse Lady?
Oh yeah, Mickey Mouse Lady.
Sex tape. Sex tape. That was sex tape.
I don't think so. I think it was later. I think it was like Lucy or something.
Then I mocked her.
Oh no, it was. Lucy, I remember because we were just like, this movie sucks. And
yeah,
because
she was laughing at these things that weren't funny at all.
Well, that's how I felt with the Equalizer.
Get back on the fucking stage. What's this? I hate
you know, like, the purity rings. Yeah, it's just like, I don't know. I mean, I get it because, like, you know, so you go to a comedy movie, you expect people to laugh during things, but like,
this
I
was
mean,
not
every,
a comedy.
I know, but, no, but like every, laugh. But like every, and, but like in this thriller movie, it was like every single action sequence, they were just like, ooh!
I mean,
every time like something happened, it's just like,
quit playing into a stereotype.
And then they had to yell to each
it's
other.
It's not even like playing into a stereotype, it's just that? Like
but it's annoying.
Being respectful to every other.
Yes, like
you know.
I don't want
to
hear you like, going like, if, oh shit!
Well, like if, you, no, if you're watching. If you're watching a movie just with your buddies, I mean, that's,
oh, that's, completely,
that's
yeah,
totally
that's...
fine. I do that sometimes mm-hmm. when I'm watching movies.
Oh,
like,
fuck yeah. But like, at first I was like, why the fuck? Like, why, like, this has never happened to me when I've been in a movie. Well, I guess I've never been to a Denzel Washington movie. I totally forgot the fact, like, oh yeah, he's a, usually, because, hate to, like, sound like a racist asshole to hear, but
okay,
I'm going to anyways. But
well, I'm not trying to be racist, but I'm gonna be racist.
Insert racist comment here. God. But you know, like at first I was thinking like, why? I've never been in a movie theater where like people are actually like shouting and doing stuff like this, and I realize this is a Denzel Washington movie.
No, there's, but I've been it's to like, Denzel and. Washington. No, I don't think that's the reason.
But I mean, let's face it. If
I think it was just a random group
black,
of people,
if,
I don't
if,
think
if
that's
if there's a black actor. Black people are going to see it. Why do you think Tyler Perry keeps making movies? Wow. Because black people keep seeing it. Am I wrong?
Are there white people?
I certainly didn't go to Madea's, what was it, Witness or something like?
Witness Protection.
Witness Protection, yeah.
I wanted to see Madea goes to jail, but nobody
but
wanted to see
it. But that's his audience. I don't think that's racist in saying that, because no. That's his target. It
exactly. His target. That's exactly my point, though, with most just black actors... Black
but I don't think
people.
That's.
But
the
I gotta throw this out too. I'm not racist.
Oh, yes, we know that.
Sure.
But we're
not.
From northern Minnesota. You know, we
yeah,
see
we don't
anybody
see a
darker.
Lot of this.
Yeah, we see anyone who's dark, and we instantly think.
From the Great
no,
White
I just
North,
thought
right?
I honestly thought they were Mexican in front of us. And
see, she don't even
one
know
was. One was
how to distinguish.
But they were
races.
Sitting like one or at least one or two seats apart, and then they were like shouting things to each other, mm-hmm. and it's like sit next to each other. What
right?
the fuck?
I hate that. Like we'll when we go to a movie theater. There's nobody in there but us. We all sit right next to each other in a row.
Well, that's
those
what people do.
The entire theater was packed.
Yeah.
And yet they took up an entire row for 3 feet fucking people. Yeah. And it was a pretty big theater.
Yeah.
It was packed.
Yeah, it was the, yeah.
Homophobes, maybe. Didn't want to touch each
but
other.
But it wasn't just that group. There was a couple other, like, that were really loud, too, wasn't there?
Oh, yeah, there was somebody
there was
in the far back
us.
Left.
Yeah.
There was, yeah. Oh, no, there was, like, the entire theater was full of people who were just being inconsiderate moviegoers.
Yeah.
All right, do we want to talk about breakfast?
Who wants to tell this one?
I'm so interested because I wasn't there.
No, yeah. Oh, let's talk about the power, actually. So, Travis wakes up at 5:30 this morning, and you text me later. And you
at 9:30 like, when I woke up again.
When you woke up again, you said, we have no power. And instantly I'm thinking, like, what the fuck? Turns out they're working on the power lines. We just got power back. What are you doing?
I'm looking at my phone.
I wanted to know what time it was.
You got a clock right there. So the power was out. Anyway, so we have power. We were initially gonna pot at 10. Robbie texts me saying we can't do it till 11. So we decided to go to LA's place and somebody take it from here. We're talking at LA's place and then we just like stop talking and then we hear like
this. Well, we weren't really we didn't stop. They were just, or maybe we did. But
we were talking,
really loud.
But then you know how like every once in a while there's a little lull in the conversation.
Really loud old guy.
Yeah, what exactly did he say? I remember hearing it, and I was like, oh my
god. Exactly. Okay, so
this is northern Minnesota. Like, you think I'm racist for talking about movie theaters?
Oh, no.
He's like, they don't look American, they don't talk American.
They don't dress American.
Yeah.
Who needs them? Yeah. I was like, what? And I was like laughing. I was like, oh my god.
I was like, and then me and Danny were both like, oh my god.
That was great.
And yeah, we were all just mortified.
Oh, it was
I've
great.
Never heard something so racist.
Right? Yeah. It was insane.
Yeah, go to the small town diners. Some good old fashioned family racism.
Full of old people who think they're comfortable with what they
say. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, we were the youngest one in that diner by like 30 years.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Whatever. It was the closest place.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
It was
sure.
good. If
it was good, yeah.
Some
ignorance. I just had pie.
You always have to do that with small towns.
Oh god,
a little bit of ignorance, yeah. Or a lot of ignorance, one of the two.
A lot. Holy crap! But yeah. What else? We haven't potted in a while.
Yeah,
we have Renfest.
Yep, you have Renfest. I have my hometown. Okay. To talk about.
Why don't we talk about the Renaissance Festival? Start from the beginning.
Yes, please.
Yes, yay. I know you want to.
Okay.
God damn
so,
it.
So, the night before we go to the Renaissance Festival, Jared and I are talking. Jared brings up that, you know, instead of taking the RV like our original plan, it might be a little more cost efficient to just drive and get a hotel. I get a pretty good hotel discount with working at the front desk. So, we crunch the numbers. It makes sense. It's cheaper. We forward this information to Sean, who... by no fault of ours, reads the information wrong and
what?
Thinks
no,
it's
no,
more
no, no, no.
expensive.
Back up, bitch. No, what did I say?
When he sent you the picture of the spreadsheet,
yeah. Oh,
you and Leah read
you,
it wrong.
No, you didn't put it in correctly because you said the spreadsheet you sent us said hotel and one room is this much hotel.
It did not ever say one room.
You did not
room.
Add gas on there because then you, with the RV one, you said RV gas. You didn't add the gas. So
I don't
it was
know.
Your
it
fault.
Made sense to me.
Whatever.
But continue. Also, you could have just used deductive reasoning so because there's two numbers in the hotel. There was one for one room and one for two rooms. And the
I
difference only being like $30 or $40. So if one hotel room was $100 and some dollars, why would two be $100?
I've never bought in a hotel room, so I didn't know if they were giving you like
but if
a deal
think
because
one is
you like buy one, get one half off. That's what I was
well,
thinking.
Well, whatever. But anyway, so everyone is like, no, no, let's not... do that. It's not going to be that much cheaper.
Which
so,
I thought gas was going to be like $3.30. Actually, gas since
gas
was that
was
like when it started going down a lot. It's
yeah,
like
it's in
it was
$3.15.
It's like 40 cents cheaper than
it was, yeah,
it was like last month.
Though wasn't it when we
287
yeah, it was
3.15. Last time I checked. 285.
Yeah, but ooh. This is a couple weeks ago, so it was
so that would have made it pretty much even considering that.
Yeah.
If that was the only thing to take into account, then, okay, we take a while to decide, and this is the morning, we finally get going, we're all happy, and all of a sudden, there's just this terrible noise in the back, everything's shaking and, like, falling, we pull over, and we blew a tire on the RV, there's huge chunks of tread missing from the tire.
Yeah, so it's not like we, like blew the tire, like,
well,
literally,
no,
the
but...
tread had, like, been peeled off to the point where like it couldn't hold air anymore.
We must have hit something.
Safe.
I think it was just the tire was poorly manufactured, honestly, or something.
Yeah.
Because that was mm-hmm. it was like what the fuck? Like did you
or
end
did,
up looking?
It just weathered bad and then started to fall apart.
Yeah, because like when you look at the tread that's still on there, it's still like plenty of tread on there. Like it,
yeah.
the tires aren't bad.
Did you ever find out from your uncle if that had like a warranty on it or?
Yeah, they don't have a warranty on it because it was they.
I thought you said something like that.
Yeah, I thought they said that they just replaced the tires, but I don't think they did. My aunt said something. I don't remember what she sent me, but
they only have 5,000 miles on it or so.
Maybe I don't know.
Really?
Since we got it, but I don't know. We'll have to look into it more.
So,
but
so then anyway, we're like, okay, not a huge deal. Sean's got AAA. Mm-hmm. So Sean calls AAA. God, I think you should take it from here.
Okay, so...
starting with the very first thing.
So I call AAA, and I'm talking to this girl. I was like, so what seems to be the problem? I was like... and I didn't want to say, like, oh, we have a flat, because it's... when I looked at it, I wouldn't describe it as a flat. Like, oh, you know, we're low on air or something like that. We ran over a nail. I would not describe it as a flat. So the only word I could come up with is our tire's fucked up. I was like, yeah, we got a fucked up tire.
We're in the RV. We're feeling the white trash vibes.
And so I tell her that. It, like, everyone just gets silent. Like, looks at me like, you can't tell her that.
Yeah, we're like.
Like, you can't say that.
I was all on board with it. I mean, she probably has a pretty boring job. Someone calls in and has a little bit of character. That's good.
Right? See, I'm brightening her day. And at this point, I'm not worried. You know, shit happens. Tires get fucked up, as I would so kindly put it. And I'm just trying to play it off because no big deal.
So you laugh. You're like,
oh. I'm laughing. Like, I'm sorry. You know, I just, you know, of course, you know.
That wasn't funny.
Right? And so the lady, you know, she's talking to me. I tell her, like, what kind of vehicle. I say, it's a 1987 Chevy Winnebago. And then she's like, okay, well, I'm going to get, I'm going to call a tow company that's close by and do all this stuff. I'll call you right back. She calls me back and says, is this an RV? And I was just thinking, like,
of course.
I said Winnebago. Do you know any other fucking Winnebagos that's like a sports car? This is what I'm thinking. Obviously, I'm not going to say it. I just say, yeah, it's an RV.
Yeah.
Dumbass. So, and then she's like, okay, well, I'll call you don't have the RV
coverage
for AAA. So, it's going to cost like $90 to $100. And it was just like, why the fuck do I have AAA if it's not going to work? And I'm just thinking, so then by this point, I'm kind of like getting a little more stern and a little like, what the fuck?
And then you're like, my grandparents.
But that's it. Like, so we're going back and forth. Like, obviously, I knew this wasn't going to work, but I asked her anyways, like, is it possible for them to come out and then we do it? And then, you know, I'm doing whatever. Yes, because I'm doing whatever. I knew it wasn't going
to
work.
Let's make this clear that we know how to change a tire. We just didn't have the means to jack up this gigantic RV.
Exactly.
There's no jack in the RV.
That's all we needed was a jack. Yeah. A jack big enough for it. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just trying to... I knew none of this would work again, but I'm just doing what I can. And the lady's kind of getting pissed off at me because I'm trying to, like, barter with her.
I'll trade you three chickens.
So... I'm doing all this, and she's like, you know, sir, if you knew you had an RV, you should have gotten the RV coverage. It was only $30 extra. And I was like, I don't pay for the AAA. I get it from my grandparents for Christmas. They pay for it. And she was like, okay, well, they're going to be out there soon. They're on their way. It'll be $90. And they're like, okay, bye. But at this point, I'm
still... Have a great day!
Good thing
we're
on our way to the Renaissance, because we had enough cash.
Yes, thank God. I ended up paying $90, $80.
I paid
Tabitha 10. Had 10 that she so kindly threw in.
I'm going to say I paid my share of you buying the campsite.
Either way.
Someone else paid back.
So that's problem number one. Is there anything else with the RV more specifically? Well, we couldn't find a campsite. The campsite. Yeah. The campsite.
Oh,
the
camp? Let's talk about
the campsite. What the fuck? People will take any piece of property and say, like, I don't know, park your camper here. Pay me money.
Really?
Who take found this
train tracks park? Within 50 feet.
Yeah.
Well, probably like 20,
it was terrible.
Probably like 25 feet of where
it was less than 20 feet.
Honestly. We were further away, but they didn't have the right electric hookup, so
we had to go
on the other
closer.
Side.
We were across the street in the campground, which was 10 feet farther away. It wasn't
like
going to make a difference.
It was like 50 feet.
It was not 50 feet.
No,
it was
more than 10 feet.
It was close. We were.
I know, but see,
there were some bushes, and then there was a train.
Well, how long is the RV? Because we were parked this way, facing the train track, and then, well, for the guys in back, it would have been quite a bit more because we were parked the other way with the beds facing the other
way. Yes, Jared and I were in the back, so
so it was like
and
50,
Travis.
It was like 50 feet for anyone sleeping in the back. Not that makes that much of a difference, but...
I mean, this place was
dumb. I forgot a very important piece of the puzzle, why we wanted to... drive the vehicle as well instead of the RV. We are told at the last minute by Sean that we need to actually leave the cities at 5 in the morning to be back in town by 9 so he can do some dumb UMD shit.
Which I found out that I didn't actually need to
do.
No,
you should.
I was told it was mandatory, and then all of a sudden, I was told later, like, no, he just said that so people would show up. I was pissed. I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. So, but we got back at the garage at like 9.
Quarter to 9.
And I was like, well, there's no way I'm gonna make it, so I'm just not gonna go.
And did I not say that? I was like, you know what? We're not gonna get back in time. He'll be late, so he's just gonna say, fuck it, and this would have been for nothing. Which
and
it
so
was.
It was. So anyway, back to like the RV campsite. It was literally right. And but the we're right next to the train as well, and they honk the horn for like a long time. But how long did they honk that horn that one time?
Ass time? And there was like a ton of like shearing, like it was just really bad, like the brakes or whatever, and
screeching.
It went through twice, I think, during the middle of the night. I know I woke. Most people,
well,
I think,
I
only
woke
up once. Did you even wake up at all?
I did.
Oh, okay.
I even woke up to it twice,
and it was it was bad.
That sounds really irritating.
So, anything else with the RV, more specifically?
Next time we go for a one night trip, we're taking a vehicle and getting a hotel room. I am, at least. You guys can sleep in the RV.
Fair enough.
And like then we left at like 5:30 in the morning. Jared and I couldn't get back to sleep, like, so it wasn't really, because everyone's like, oh, let's take the RV so we can just stay asleep and Sean can drive back. That
which I ended up sleeping.
Did you even sleep for that long? Did
you? I slept till we were like out of the cities.
Yeah, not that long then.
Well, anywho,
so at the Renaissance,
yeah,
here.
At the Renaissance.
Well, Sean's not a very good driver, so it was all bouncy and hard to sleep.
For Christ's sake.
This is true.
It was much smoother after Hinkley. Oh.
That's because the roads
are ramrodding around.
Ramrodding.
Because TT drove after that.
Whatever. So we're at the Renaissance Festival, and we ended up going as Star Trek characters, which I will never do again. I will. Never.
No, you. I thought.
At least you weren't wearing a red shirt. Oh, you're gonna die!
Literally, how many times?
35.
35
and
times.
And that was. No, okay, so.
That's a conservative estimate because we didn't count for like the first hour or so.
Yeah.
We assumed it was 10 plus what we counted.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Oh, man.
35 people mentioned that. Like, you're wearing the red shirts die first. Thank you. I didn't know that.
Yes,
no,
thank you, Flawed.
Thank you, Flawed.
At least two or three people came up to me personally and was like, are you with him? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, oh my God.
Like, Jesus.
There's some guy in the beer line that was just like, kill the red shirts!
Yeah, we were waiting in a Guinness free beer tasting.
Which was awesome, actually.
Yeah, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, I bet.
And we learned some interesting facts.
Yeah.
Did you know that we DTF. Throw this one down for the DTF.
Dance trivia fact.
Can I have a DTF right now? Can I take the DTF or do you have a DTF?
I have a DTF.
Guest DTF.
Guest DTF. Did you know that Guinness...
STF.
Actually, I'm going to fuck this
one up. Oh, I like that! STF!
Shut the fuck...
Sean.
Stifu.
Sean's trivia fact.
Yeah, that works. It's an STF.
What's STF mean, though?
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. STFU. Shut the fuck up.
Stifu. It's close. Anyway, whatever.
All right, so, either way, DTF. DTF. Did you know that the Guinness factory, how much are they paying?
They pay like, $50. They're grandfathered in from years and years ago into what's now, what is it, in Berlin? Or
no, it's Dublin.
Dublin.
Like a really big city now.
They still have the agreement. It's like framed and hanging up.
I think it was like $50 per...
For like, was it like 10,000 years or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's insane. So they're just paying nothing.
They've paid nothing for the property they reside on right now, which is hilarious.
It's great. I mean, genius.
And part of Dublin, now a huge...
The original roast that they had for the barley that goes into the beer was burned. So Guinness actually came from... It was cooked longer than it was supposed to.
Really?
But they tasted it and they liked it.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they just keep doing it.
Yeah.
Some of the lagers were really good that I hadn't tried before. There was a blonde, which was new. That wasn't bad. I forget what was right after that, but that was my favorite. And then
it would have been the second one
we
had.
It wasn't Harp. What? No,
it was not Harp.
No, it was before that.
It's like still something, or like it started with an S, I think.
Stillwater. Whatever, doesn't matter. So, back to this, though. Yeah, we were standing in line, and that guy was just like, I'm going to kill the red shirt. And I was like, Jesus fucking Christ, a bunch of lunatics there.
Yeah.
I just like the fact that we were also passing a store, and the store people were yelling out, like, nerds, go back home, you nerds. I was just like, you work at a fucking Renaissance festival! How pathetic are you?
What about the guy that was shooting marshmallows at us with the gun? Jared's just getting pissed, and he's like,
I wasn't really pissed. I was just having a good time.
And so he shouts, like, stop shooting marshmallows at my head, you fuck.
I was fed up. I was not having that good of a time.
No, I wasn't either. It was getting annoying.
Yeah, really.
Like, people thought they were so clever, and they kept saying, like, different
things. No, one woman was like, oh, she's wearing a blue shirt. She's going to die. Like, about.
Yeah. I heard that, I was like, you're an idiot.
So she thought she was clever. I was like,
we did get a couple of clever comments, like, Prime
Directive.
Let's talk
about the show we got, like, pulled into that first
one. Oh, my God. We were passing the show, and we were just, like, looking there, and then the guy starts playing, like, dun, 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 on his lute. So
mandolin.
Fuck me, right? On his mandolin, whatever
medieval
it is.
Medieval instrument.
Medieval guitar-type instrument, and he's, like, I hear him play it, and I was just like, oh, fuck.
Well, and the thing was, everyone was sitting down at the show, and we're standing up, and we're just kind of, like, looking to see what's going on, so we kind of did stick out because we were out.
Sure.
So, and then he pulls us downstairs, on the stage, kind of, and said, like, front row, we have seats right here for you, sit down. And so, like, we couldn't leave.
Yeah. Aww.
Like, it's not like we could just, like, get out. But, so we had to stay for, like, the entire thing, which killed, like, it wasn't terrible.
No, what the guy was doing was telling the story of Romeo and Juliet, but he was, what is the best way to say what he was doing with the...
It was Jomeo and Juliet.
Yeah, he was switching the letters around, but of, like, every word. Yeah.
Which he said, like, fart, like, 50 times.
Yeah.
That was really annoying.
There were some clever, funny things, but when you stop... And act like, oh, I didn't mean to say that. It's just dumb.
I was actually impressed at how he could keep going, saying all these, like, jumbling up.
Well, obviously it's super scripted, but...
I get confused
when I'm reading this thing, or, like, Movie Dudes is the podcast, and blah, 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 blah. I get confused with that, so I was quite impressed by it.
It took a long time, because he kept doing random outtakes, just talking about random shit, and, like, he's saying something. What was he talking about rolling for damage that, like, no one got it? It was, like, a Dungeons & Dragons.
I got it.
I know what he's talking about, but, like, what was he talking about where that came up?
I have no clue. He was probably just talking about nerds and...
Oh.
He really called out a woman with big breasts, I remember that. Made her stand up and show them pretty much.
I was like, holy shit.
Well, then. Sounds about right.
Right?
So, yeah, some old pervert had to watch his show.
Yep.
Went to another show. The Guinness one was much better. Mm-hmm. That guy was cool. He was sitting down talking about the Star Trek stuff.
How he had never seen it before.
Can we talk about the Harley Quinn?
Oh, yeah.
Wait. The drag queen?
Thing, Harley Quinn.
Oh, boy.
It was a dude. I swear it must have been
That. I knew it from the get-go. I don't know why you guys questioned it.
At first, I thought it was just an ugly girl, but then I was, like, looking more. I was like,
you look at the
forearms. Apple. The forearms especially were...
It was clearly a guy.
Yeah, it was not good.
What else was there? Oh, we had probably at least 10 pictures we took... with other people they asked us to
people
take.
Like,
that's cool.
Let's have TT talk about the, I think it was the last picture we took with other people.
Oh, yeah.
The Renaissance, babe.
TT.
Continue.
I'm not talking about this.
All right. I'll talk about it. So, like most people were wanting to take pictures with, I don't have a problem with that.
No,
you know,
they
want to take a picture with
or
us.
Or they would
as
just
long as
randomly
not...
take pictures of us walking by. Mm. A lot of that was
But, funny. I mean, I don't really care if people are taking pictures. I just don't like the stupid comments.
Yeah.
But, so one girl who's working at the Renaissance Fair.
A girl and a couple guys.
This fat bitch was working in one of the
stores. A well-endowed bitch.
And she wants to take a picture with us. And then for some... Oh, because... Probably just because you were command gold.
Yeah.
That she ended up...
Some people...
Kissing you on the cheek. Leaving, like, lipstick on there. And, like, putting a...
A purple clothespin
on his shirt for some reason. I don't know what the hell that was supposed to signify.
Well, she did say when she kissed him, she's like, oh, this always happens to Kirk. He always gets a kiss. So, yeah. TT's face was like, I've never seen your eyes so big.
But I thought it was hilarious. It was, that girl was not. Not
so then, as soon as we walk away, TT hastily wipes the lipstick off.
Yuck.
Close the clothespin.
Yuck.
What else was there at the?
Oh, let's talk about the perv guy at the
like the soap throne. Place, like the merchants.
No, at the thrones.
At the throne. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Game of Thrones things. Mm.
I didn't think he was a perv, was he?
Right?
The first thing he said to Leah in the red, "You're just gonna end up sleeping with whoever's got the
most power."
Most power, or whatever.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I remember it. Yeah, he was.
Well, I don't. I'm not doubting you. I just don't remember it.
I'm surprised you don't remember it, I guess.
That guy, he's just super drunk working. I think he was, wasn't he?
No, he was just way into his job.
Really?
Yeah.
Because he wasn't even doing like Renaissance type stuff. He was just saying shit.
Yeah.
I think he was drunk.
He pulled up to the front too for whatever reason. And
he was talking in a voice like this. I don't think that was. I don't know if that was Renaissance or if it's obnoxious drunk speak or what that was.
I just think he was just too into his job.
He
because
was just
then, like,
trying
when
to entertain people.
He wanted to play with...
Yeah.
He wanted to play with his face. Well, he was not getting immersed at all because he's talking about the what this was in Star Trek. And
and he got it wrong.
Isn't it amazing how we have cell phones now?
Yeah.
Because he's looking at... What was your device called?
He took my tricorder and he's like, this is what people use to talk to each other. And I was like, no, that would be the communication device that I have in my hand.
That's the communicator.
Technology has come so far.
This is like,
by the way, you need to post our throne pictures or at least send them to me, like, because we had some good ones.
He's threatening a child with an axe.
Oh, yeah.
That just seemed odd. He's like cutting people out of the line, like, hey! People are trying to sneak in.
Well, he closed the door and people were like coming through the exit to get into the entrance.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. Is there anything
else? There was the soap. I know what you were talking about. Because we were going to go in and he was said to Leah, like, oh, you look like you need this. You look like a dirty girl or something.
Yeah.
And
then he's like some weaselly little looking guy, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was it? He was trying to sell something.
There's some sketchy ass people at that place.
It was the soap place.
Well, you know, he was trying to sell boots and we went into the soap place.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then that's when he was like, yeah, you do need soap. Dirty.
Yeah.
I was like, whatever. So, is that it from the Renfest?
That's pretty much. So. We were just walking around getting berated the whole day.
Turkey legs are a ripoff.
Yeah.
They're all tendon.
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah.
The Guinness
it was like six
thing
bucks
was probably
too.
The best part.
Mm.
That's kind of sad because that has like nothing to do with the Renaissance.
I know, right?
We missed Jousting. Shit. Well, we saw a little tiny.
I
saw one guy get knocked off a horse.
Mm. Right. Well, you want to talk about homecoming then?
Sure, I could just talk a little bit about it. So it was homecoming at St. John's last weekend, and it's basically an event for young alumni to come back and drink like college students again. So that's always fun.
I'm sorry. I get up. My mom's called me like three times.
Step out, Robbie. You can still tell a story.
Keeps texting me.
You don't ever get to give anyone.
Yeah.
She's not gonna pick up her phone now, too. Guarantee it.
Well, we can cut this out.
No, I was gonna leave it in.
You leave other pointless shit in.
Phone. She's not gonna answer her phone.
Probably because she's dead.
What? Yes, I can hear you.
That's pretty extreme.
Okay.
Call me ASAP, I'm having a heart attack.
Yes, yes, I have taken care of. I showed you the email. Well, you know I'm in the middle of something. You stopped it. Now you had to stop Robbie in the story because you texted me twice. Well, actually six times. You sent one that said call, and you sent another text that said me. You sent another text that said now. Then you sent another text that said ASAP. Then you sent another text that said call me as soon as possible. Call me now.
I think we should keep
But then I'm obviously busy if I'm not, because I always pick up my phone, I'm obviously doing something. Okay, no, but here's my point. You seriously stopped it just for fucking receipt? I'm in the middle of something! Oh, okay, what?
Who was that?
TK.
Dog.
Danny.
Is wasn't you this
time.
What's up?
Andrew WK this year for Halloween.
Yeah.
Buy a long black wig and then just...
Is that what you're saying?
I said at least it wasn't.
Get some blood.
Yeah, get some fake blood. You can totally do it.
How about some real blood?
Take a break and just
anybody
snap.
Care to donate?
Pig
blood for my costume? I need blood for my costume.
What costume? Are you going to a costume party?
Rob suggested I
is
be Andrew
that,
WK.
That is what was
for
so
Halloween?
Important?
Yeah.
I thought we were all going to do something together.
I don't know. We can do that too.
Well,
we can all be Andrew WK.
It wasn't as soon as should possible.
Should I wear a tank top?
Oh my god! Okay, all right.
The entire time
wearing that hat.
No, Danny, you can go as a.
I thought something was
Danny,
wrong.
You can easily go as a.
Sorry, sorry for interrupting you, son. Goodbye.
All right, we're gonna finish our podcast.
Need,
bye.
Or a lumberjack.
I need like
what
a.
What was it?
Oh my
god!
Lumberjack.
You have got to be kidding me. I'm sorry for that.
No,
that was
fine.
Insane.
What's she want?
So, my mom. So you know how many we've had been having problems with the university UMD because I was supposed to take cross registration through Scholastica and be taking classes through them paying UMD prices. Did you?
Yeah.
Have I told you guys about this?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was a full-time student. They basically along the summer kept stringing me along. Like, this is what you need to do. You need to do this. You need to do this. And then at the last second, before school starts, I'm rushing to get this shit figured out because they haven't been helping me at all. And then they're like, oh, well, you need to apply to be in the school of Swenson School Science Building or whatever the fuck it is. And I'm like, okay, like I'm a full-time student right now. I really need to do this. Whatever. So I'm just going to, I did it. They
rejected your application?
No.
Just kidding.
No, asshole. They, the next day, I'm talking to the lady and it said like, it won't let me apply for fall. It only lets me apply for spring. And so the lady said like, that's all right. Just apply for the spring. I'll call you tomorrow. And I'll just know to put it in for fall. I'm like, okay, good. The next day she calls and says that I can't do it in the fall because they're full and they're not taking applications right now. And I was just like, why the fuck? The entire fucking summer you're telling me that that you need to do this. You people should know. You should know. This is your fucking job. You had one fucking job. Like you should know how your the school operates. And so they keep stringing me along, and now all of a sudden I can't do anything about it. I'm already signed up for my cross registration, which I had to drop because they don't know what the hell they're doing down there. All this crap. So, and then recently, like I had already applied for the thing. I paid my application fee. I had the receipt, thank God, because a couple weeks ago they sent me an email saying, "We got your application. We're just waiting on the fee." And so I went off. I was like, I paid it, god damn it. And I'm just like freaking out because they just don't have their shit together like at all. So I sent them a copy of my receipt through the email. And they sent an email back like, oh, sorry for the confusion. We'll get that application going right away. They're like, yeah, you're damn right you will. I was just livid about the whole situation. I'm just not having a good time with them. So my mom decides to text me. Let's see what she says.
Call me now.
She calls me three times, and then she texts me, call, then the next text says, me now, the next text says, please, then the next text says, please call ASAP. So, I'm thinking like, oh shit, what's wrong? Like, I had to interrupt Robbie, saying like, I'm sorry, I gotta do this, like, something's obviously wrong. She called me a bunch of times, texted me a bunch of times, I'm talking to her, and she's like, yeah, so I just got your letter in saying that you're accepted to the UMD's College of
Swenson
Science.
Swenson
of
College
Science.
Of Science and Engineering.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like,
SESE.
And what else? And she's like, no, that's it. I just thought I'm pretty happy because you know we were having problems with UMD just in general. So I thought you'd like to hear that. And I was like, I'm in the middle of something! I didn't pick up for a reason! This is not as soon as possible.
Why can't
work.
She just text you that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I don't know.
So you heard my ITSS rants about UMD before, how there's so many useless shits working there, and they all get like $800 laptops and shit.
Right?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. So
they can not do their job properly.
It's ridiculous. And I know for a fact, too, like when I was applying for like shit and they were just like string me along. They were just saying like, oh, no, it's impossible for us to get you into the, because they're not accepting applicants right now. And I was just like, I know for a fucking fact, all you have to do is go in there, push a button, I'm in.
You're already taking the classes, so what does it matter?
I'm already taking the classes, I'm already paying you guys, you just gotta push a damn button in your goddamn computers and get me in. I know that for a goddamn fact. I think that's all I wanted to rant about.
Okay.
Breathe.
So homecoming.
Homecoming, Rob. Let's hear it.
So like I was saying...
Thank you, Laura Prouty, for interrupting this.
Just say basically homecoming is for young alumni to come back and drink like they're back in college again. So that's always a good time.
Come home.
Yeah, exactly. Not a whole lot of... I guess not too many crazy stories. Just a couple ones of note. When we were walking up to the football game on Saturday, you know, it's your day drink and then you go to the game. Mm-hmm. So... we did that. We were walking up to the game, and there was this one girl who I'm guessing she was either a freshman or a sophomore, just had quite a few in her, and there's this four-way stop walking up to the stadium, and a bus had rolled up to the stop sign as you're walking up the hill. She gets the bright idea to walk behind the bus to cross the street. A taxi van comes rolling up. I hear the tires, like, screech and everything. The girl walks into it, boom. Like, she doesn't get, like... Like, luckily the taxi wasn't going fast, so she just, like, spun, and she was, like, spinning while walking, and then kept walking up the hill.
Oh,
but it's
God.
Just, like, if that taxi cab had been, like, you know, turning his head to talk to the passengers or something, I would have, yeah, my weekend would have been ruined, she would have been dead, you know, it's just, like... Whoa. Are you kidding me?
It just blows
you up. Weekend by dying.
How dare you?
No, it's just like that could have been so much worse. And like,
and she just plays it off like,
yeah,
oh,
she just kept walking like, oh, stupid mistake. But then, yeah, I was walking with my friends up and I was just like, that could have been really bad for everyone. Like for us, for her, for the taxi driver, because we would have had to try and help, you know. And then, you know, she would have been, you know, God knows what. And it's just like. Good Lord. I mean, that is like, that's like an elementary school thing, not to walk behind a bus, you know?
I had to bring my classmate
to... Or to just look left and right.
Yeah. That happened to me one time. I had to bring my classmate to a nurse's office, you know, where you park your bike at UMD, walking across the street to the school there. He gets hit by a car. I think it was mostly the car's fault, but not very fast, probably like 10 to 15, actually, so not super slow either.
Well,
but
still, like...
Oh, it could still cause damage, but...
But then he's like, fine, then we're walking into class, and he, like, passes out pretty much.
Oh, jeez.
Did you catch him?
No, I didn't. I had to help him to the nurse's office, so...
Yeah.
Like, I just don't understand. Like, me, still, like, when I'm, like, walking across or driving, I look left, I look right, I look left, I look right, I look left, I look right. I that's what I'm doing the entire time to make sure, like it's common sense.
Yeah. I mean, granted, I'm sure she had a few alcoholic beverages in her
system.
Oh, well,
that's a given, but Jesus Christ.
I know, still. And then, I don't know, that was about it for Saturday. And then Friday and Saturday nights, our loyal listener, Phil.
Yay, Phil.
He managed to black out both nights, so yay on him. And then Saturday night, I think he spent more time with his shirt off at the bar than on. That's his thing. When he's really drunk, he likes to take his shirt off and then dance around. And it was like...
I know some people like that.
And it was like really, really packed. And it was like really,
Morgan?
Really packed and humid. So like, here's Phil, like just... covered in sweat, jumping up against girls with his shirt off.
Oh, God.
I just look, and like, I remember, and you know, this is with all the music blaring, all the people there and everything. There are three separate instances where I overheard a girl say, "Put your shirt back on, please." And this was his response. No!
No! Is he an overweight guy?
No, he's not. He's tall and lanky.
Tall, yeah.
So... It was really funny.
That's awesome.
Yep. So, shout out to Phil. Way to go hard last weekend.
What else happened in homecoming?
I think that was really about it.
Play
some
Schlagen or not?
No.
I think
no
Danny has another story of how people have done him wrong. Well, actually, I would like to say I wasn't able to go to homecoming because I thought I had the weekend off, but then I realized that I actually had drill. So, and it's impossible to get like weekends off on there almost. Well, they told somebody to switch their wedding date. Because it was during drill, so
yeah,
it's like impossible. So, but I do know of Danny's got a story of how somebody's done him wrong.
What's that?
Oh, you mean Sean or TT or
Rob.
Oh, you mean how I had to leave earlier than I couldn't wait for you on Friday?
Yeah.
Sorry.
He invites Danny down to go with him.
No, because Danny tentatively said I might not be able to go this weekend, so I started to plan like, okay, I'm gonna plan like no one else can go. I'm just gonna leave at this point.
Or then if he can go.
I remember being here when you thought he couldn't go, and Dan's like, oh no, I can go. I remember that on like the Thursday or whatever.
No, we were talking about it. I said I might be able to go.
Oh, yes. I thought you said, well, like, yeah, I think I can go.
I think.
Anyway, at the point this happened, Dan was planning on going.
Mm. And then all of a sudden, what was it? What were we doing that night?
He had
my birthday.
It was Tabitha's birthday. So we were here, and then I pull up, and I'm like,
yeah, we all come.
Why
in,
are you
like,
here,
Dan?
Danny? And then Danny's just like,
Robbie left
without me.
You weren't a popular guy.
That's not the first time you've left Dan behind.
I know.
What else is happening?
Poor Dan.
Busted out the
Dan. How else?
For beer vodka.
Oh,
drink away your pain.
What else were you talking about, Dan?
Oh my God, Danny! I just want to point out on my birthday that at the end of the night you were pretty. Do you remember singing "We Are the Champions," like hugging me and Jared and like swaying back and forth?
What?
No,
I missed out on this.
I don't remember this.
I wonder why. Okay, so this is how it was.
Supposed to mean.
You're like over by where you're playing the music, slumped over.
Slumped over at the piano. Yeah. You were.
Oh, was I playing the piano?
You were not playing.
Well, pretending
you,
as.
Yes.
At first you were, then you were just slumped over.
So it was my birthday. When Robbie was at homecoming.
Mm. Well, let's talk about Red Lobster.
That was fun, yep.
Oh, yeah, I had a great time afterwards.
Sean ended up throwing up his seafood.
Oh,
yeah, I think I got
out
food
in the
poisoning.
Yard here.
Well, because we ate, and Jared, was it you who was like, I think he just had too much to eat and he puked? I was like, I had lobster and mashed potatoes.
I don't know.
A piece of pie.
I assume that's why. Like, you just had too much.
Well, he was just basing it because no one else got sick. But I'm sure it was food poisoning. That was just.
Because
I wasn't there either.
I'm not a man to throw up $80 worth of food. So, on my way home, like, at Red Lobster, I'm feeling good. But then, like, when we get in the car, I'm just like, ooh, not like something's not right.
And
so
it's very easy to overeat at Red Lobster. So
I didn't overeat. Though.
I know, but I'm saying
good
it's
point.
Logical.
All right, yeah,
it can be.
You got the biscuits. I forgot about those. So, and I'm here.
And
because
some people were late,
we had to
start eating those pretty soon.
Yeah,
immediately.
By a computer. I told you that the traffic was just really bad. Just so.
Well, first you're like, yeah, we're not coming.
Mm. But yeah, I ended up puking from, I got food poisoning, and I was just, like, miserable.
But
after
fun.
I puked, I was...
It's right out in the yard if you want to see it.
I'm good.
The puke is still there? That's gross.
What?
Well
it
preserved.
Was there for a while.
Seems fitting.
It was a gigantic
Seems
pile.
Fitting.
So then we all come back here. It's all of us, and then Carly, Jean, Morgan, Dan, Rudy, and Evan. We're all having a good time or whatever. But I just want to point out, like, I didn't think you were drinking that much. You were pretty quiet.
Jean kept feeding me drinks and stuff.
She does that, yeah.
She's an enabler.
So Sean and Leah leave first or whatever, and then it kind of splits off. We're all like dancing, whatever. Then people leave. Then it's just
me. Why are
me.
People always dancing here without me?
You don't dance anyway.
Well, I know.
Because
I don't want to dance.
At 10
you left
o'clock.
At 10
you leave,
o'clock.
You leave really early.
I had to.
Well, prime dancing doesn't
did
start till 11.
To. Why did you have to?
I needed to
you
wake
to
up early, and I was already awake. I had been getting no sleep due to ROTC, school, and work. Oh, fuck you! Whatever. All
anyway,
right.
So then after a while, it was just me, Danny, Travis, and Jared. And Travis is just, I don't know, you were slumped over the piano and whatever. You were being funny.
I was playing We Are the Champions, obviously.
Yeah, Danny, I didn't realize you had how much you had to drink until
it.
That point. Because
Danny hadn't had shit to drink. He's just a pussy.
He had Abier.
Well, whatever.
Abier.
But then
from ABBA.
Someone decides to pour shots of Fireball.
That was TT's idea.
That was my idea.
Hand shoots right up.
That was a little too much for me.
I think that's what put me over.
Yeah, so then I ended up throwing up in that sink over there.
I remember that.
On the sink?
On the sponge.
Oh, that's why it was gone.
Oh, yeah.
I was looking for the sponge the next day. What the fuck?
Yeah, you just made Dan's job way harder. He's got to scrub the plate with his hand now.
Well, so, probably be cleaner than what he's been doing.
So then that happens. God. Then not too long after, we see TT over there. What's going on over there? TT pukes in the sink.
What the fuck is wrong with you people? There's a perfectly moderately okay toilet back there.
Or the outside.
The idea.
Outside. At least I puked outside.
It was cold. I puked out outside.
Thank you, Danny.
Yeah.
Wait, everyone puked? Everyone puked but me? What a bunch of bitches.
Again, it was
I
that,
didn't know you
it was, puked. It was that fireball that put me over.
Yes, it was
and
terrible.
I just took one step out of the back door.
How could that sweet nectar put you over?
My God, and I thought the hard drinking happened at St. John's this weekend. Sounds like you guys had us beat.
It was just like clot. No one got crazy, though. It was just kind of like all of a sudden it hit everyone.
Sure.
Something.
Too much.
Everyone
too,
stood up
too
at
much,
the same
too
time.
Quick.
It was the fireball.
Yeah, because yeah, I was just drinking the apple, pucker, and Sprite. That was
I was feeling good until the fireball.
Well, a couple margaritas, though, TT and me.
What do we call those margaritas again? Or the apple pucker.
Motherfuckers.
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 Yep. We need like a whole list of drinks that we make up.
The John Belushi, the Chris Farley.
The motherfucker. The
Johnny Jump Ups.
Johnny Jump Ups with the Fireball and Reds.
What do you call the...
No,
the,
no what you do is you make it with
that's gross.
Fireball and Angry Orchard.
What's the difference?
There is no difference. One
Angry
taste,
Orchard is better.
One tastes slightly
there's
sweeter.
There's no fucking difference.
One
that's
taste.
Not true.
There's a little.
It's one taste difference. Slightly
there's
sweeter.
A big difference.
Whatever. I don't, what do you say? I'm gonna catch that later, you son of a bitch.
That's not making it in.
I was so gonna say was phrasing.
What else we got? I studied all week.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
That was fun.
I yeah, I bet.
Carly got engaged. Shout out
what?
To Carly.
Oh, yep.
Yep.
Oh, wow, congratulations.
Yep. No, don't congratulate her. No, actually, Leah and I were at the mall yesterday, and she hasn't told Dan's parents yet.
Yeah.
So, but we were at the mall, we were walking past her store, and we look in, and we're like, oh, yeah, Carly's right there. And Leah's just like, no, it's not. Yes, it is. I'm like, no, it's not. So we ended up making a $4 bet, because that's all she had. I did not end up taking her money, but it was her. That's all. That's it.
I bet you how much I got. $3.57.
What's the story?
Why wouldn't she be there? She works there.
Well, that's what I was like. She's like, no, I don't think that's her. And I was like, it's fucking Carly. I'm not stupid.
Yeah.
But apparently.
Did you see any of those pictures? They took like a shit ton of pictures of it.
Mm-mm.
Like Dan set up his camera because he did it while they were camping.
Ah.
And he set up his camera and yeah, like I'm so happy for them, whatever, and she's into this kind of shit, but it just seemed really cheesy, and there's, like, pictures of him kneeling down. And
whatever happened to the good old shotgun wedding? I miss those days.
I'm sure they're still around.
I don't know, maybe she'll need to tell us something in a month or two. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
Love you, Carly. So, yeah, I'm excited, because I'm going to get to be a bridesmaid, so that'll be fun.
Can I
they're
be,
thinking
a, can
August.
I be a man of honor, or what are they called? Groomsmen.
No, you're
a man of honor.
That was a movie with
you
Patrick
could be a
Dempsey.
Man of honor at my wedding or something.
Can I?
Maybe.
Well,
so I get a wedding reception to crash in August.
Yes.
Pretty much. Yeah, she's not going to invite me. Well, no. Leo will probably be a...
No, what they want to do is the ceremony part will be small, and then they'll do like a just a reception for everybody.
Oh, okay.
That's usually the way. Yeah. That's the best way to do it.
Honestly, yeah. It is. Because nobody wants to fucking sit around in a church, a hot church.
The people who want to be at the reception are family and like close friends. And
yeah.
Do you mean the people that want to be at the wedding?
Ceremony.
You said at the reception. Yeah.
The ceremony.
Yeah.
Oh, you said reception.
Did I say reception? My bad.
You said reception.
I meant ceremony.
We know. We got it.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be down at Park Point.
Oh, that's a good place to have it.
I hope it's wet and rainy.
I thought maybe they'd have it in Ely, but I'm glad they're
one of my cousins got married there.
Because Carly loves Ely and her mom lives there.
Her mom moved up to Ely?
Yeah.
Did I know that?
You might have.
Huh? Wait, speaking of weddings, did anyone make it to... Ben and
just Michael.
Oh, just Mike. Okay.
Apparently, it was really cold and nasty.
Yeah, it didn't.
Just
seem...
not a good outdoor weather.
Well, it was an outside wedding.
Like in a field somewhere in Aiken.
The fuck kind of question is that?
Wait, no one ever really answered my question as to why you two didn't get along. Don't get along. Ooh. You and Ben.
Ben apparently thinks they do get along.
They get along
Ben's
now.
Ben's just a retard.
Fair enough.
Ben like nature. We like cutting down trees.
Travis is basically, he likes to push buttons.
Yeah.
And Ben doesn't have a lot of buttons.
No.
So he pushes, he's like a five floor building compared to the Empire State Building. You only have to push a few of them.
Gotcha. I see.
He shot fireworks at me, so I shot him with a cannon.
What? We were having a bottle rocket we were on the island shooting bottle rockets at him in the canoe. And they had a potato gun in the canoe, right? And they were
potato cannon.
Okay, they were launching potatoes at us, and one took out a big section of bark in a tree I was standing next to.
That's a good reason to hate someone.
It's not safe.
Oh, no, yeah. So he's shooting somewhat heavy objects at high velocity at us. So that's a good reason to be a little bitter.
That's true. But yeah,
I think Ben got pretty close to getting nailed. We got a few bottle rockets in the canoe, though.
Oh, yeah.
Who else was in the canoe? Just you?
Well, it was a boat.
Boat.
Well, whatever. Boat. Yeah, it was a boat.
Who dat?
Hello.
Hey, John.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Hi. Worry about Danny walking on the cement and then your sister comes in the other day.
Yeah?
What a weird second sister you got.
That's what I've been saying.
Weird second sister? Is that the first one or what?
Yep, I was going to. I just was waiting for it to kind of dry out a little.
We will.
Yeah, we're
this.
Getting there.
Your mother got old of you?
Yes, she did.
Oh! Well, she fired up. What did she do?
Nothing. She wanted to. Because I always answer my phone. And respond to texts, unless obviously we're recording this, so I wasn't able to, and she keeps texting me and calling me, and so I'm finally like, okay, well, I have to call her back, because what's wrong? She just wanted to tell me that I got something in the mail.
Because I stopped up there to see if I could figure out how to get the four-wheeler apart.
Uh-huh.
She said she was going to the, your dad told her was going out to the garage. You're going to that garage. You get Sean to come here. He's got to get this done.
Yeah, she just wanted to tell me that I had some mail. That's it.
Hey, what happened to your arm?
I was fixing my lift. I had to drill a hole through to punch a hole. And it was when I was drilling, the drill bit stuck.
Oh.
And the drill come around.
Oh.
Oh.
Stretched all the tendons.
Ouch.
It's still plenty sore. I got to go to the doctor on Tuesday.
Oh, that's a bummer.
See, he'll check it again. See what he's going to do. Well, I got the lift done, and you ain't been there to change oil yet.
I'll probably do that today.
No, you won't.
Was the power out at your house this morning, too?
No, they have Lake Country.
It was out here. I woke up at 5:30, and it was out.
We just got it back like a half hour ago,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Underground cable.
Oh.
What?
That's what I was wondering. Because they were digging when you guys were out to eat. Mm-hmm. They were in there and they dug up down, and now it's all covered over.
When we were out to eat, you mean this morning?
Yeah.
Did you stop? Did you stop?
Yeah,
by
I got here a half hour early.
Oh, I was gonna say, how do you know?
I was like, who the hell told you?
Hey,
word travels fast.
But it's evidently they had a cable burnt underground.
Oh,
burnt. Oh, damn.
So they had to
splice it. Okay. Bye.
Take care.
Where were we? God, this is just riddled with interruptions.
By the Proudies.
We're talking about...
no respect.
The Island Wars and shooting potatoes.
We always had a good time at the Island Wars.
TT pushing people.
Oh, also, TT... was it you or Wita that threw fucking axe can in the fire? We didn't know Ben was sleeping right next to it.
Is that you?
I think it was.
We just had somebody come into the
Everyone
hospital.
Everyone did that.
So anyway, yeah, we were just gonna.
Somebody thought they were being funny, threw a full can of bug spray in, and she had to go to the burn ICU.
Well, you can't just stand right next to the fire.
Ben was sleeping right next to
him. Anyway, yeah, we were gonna give him a, we were gonna just do for the noise, scare him in the tent, but Ben was sleeping right next to the fire.
We didn't know he was sleeping there.
How do you not know he's fucking sleeping there?
It was dark out.
Ben's good at camouflage.
It's a fire!
The fire was ashes, smolders. Oh, it wasn't
enough to
like
ignite
burning.
A can of whatever it was, hairspray or something. But, yeah, so his nice expensive sleeping bag got a bunch of holes through it.
It wasn't a nice expensive sleeping
well,
bag.
It was a pretty
so
highly...
That's why Ben hates
it. It was a nice sleeping bag.
Whatever.
There was a tent set up 20 feet back in the woods away from the fire. Why wouldn't someone sleep in their tent that they've set up instead of next to the goddamn fire?
When Michael and I went backpacking with Sarah and Leo, we set up our tent... And Michael is just like, we're not sleeping in the tent. And I think Sarah was kind of like, can we please? And
yep.
Like, oh, no, we're not going to. We're going to see the stars. And I think she was just like, okay. So they ended up sleeping outside, and we got
jiggy with it.
What?
Well, God.
Nothing. Nothing?
I didn't say nothing.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we did. Is that what you wanted to hear? Ass.
No. I bet Sarah was up. She couldn't sleep outside, and she's... Sarah couldn't fall asleep outside, and she heard it all.
What did you say?
Nothing.
What did you say?
Nothing.
Tents and RVs.
Something about sex in the RV.
No, I didn't say that.
At least I didn't have sex
that.
In an RV that is also co-owned by three other people.
I didn't say that. That's not what I said.
But you did.
You were hinting at it because he wanted to talk about it.
No. I was pointing out how it was okay for that situation.
We were in a tent owned by her.
A tent is close to other people.
No, it was actually kind of far away. It was about 10 feet away from me.
Oh, but a tent built with other people?
No, it was
that's okay?
What?
A tent filled with other people?
There was nobody else in it.
I'm not talking about that.
Talking about the RV? When you guys were in it?
No. I'm talking about
that. You know what? That campground.
But if you were not stopped,
that campground,
that's what would have happened.
Okay. That campground you were in was probably public land. That was owned by millions of people. Or thousands, at least.
Whatever. It was a big camp center.
Anyway.
It was a big camp center.
What else happened? We haven't potted in 3 weeks.
Told us what happened to your shitty car.
Oh.
What?
Okay. So, you guys didn't notice that all of a sudden, because I kept saying, like, yeah, I'm going to wait till the end of September to switch over to my Supra, or the Subaru from the Supra. And so, and then all of a sudden I'm driving the Subaru in the middle of September. I wanted to do it in like the beginning of October.
I don't put that much thought into what
you
drive,
I did
but...
not have that. Maybe if we had a Google Calendar.
By the way, we're getting a Google Calendar like for all of us to put in our stuff for together so we know what everyone's doing.
Oh, Jesus.
But, no, it's because,
31 having a drink.
So we, my parents' Ford Explorer was brought in to get, because they were having tranny problems, you know, just like the inner cities of Detroit, I'm sure. They were having tranny problems.
Kept
so,
oh my
God.
So nice reference.
I thought it was.
That's so punny.
I thought it was good. So, anyway. They were having problems with the transmission, so they brought it in. The guy said it was going to be done in, like, oh yeah, we do this all the time. 3 days max. 3 weeks later, they're still working on it. So in between those 3 weeks, my mom needed rides into work. So it was perfect because I have to be at the school at 6:15. She has to be at work at 6:30. So I just drop her off at the hospital and I go up to school. No problem. But the first time I drove my mom into work, I had my Supra. And I'm like, yeah, sure, you can ride with me. I don't care. We don't even get off Kenosha Road. Literally, within a mile, she calls my dad up and says, you need to switch the insurance over to the Subaru. This is unsafe. You can't be driving the same. She's just going off and all the problems with my car. And I'm just sitting there like, you're welcome for giving you a ride into work.
I'm right here, you know.
Yeah. Right? She's just like going off and how she hates the damn car, just like everybody else does. And she's like, what's that loud noise? What's this? Oh my God, your windshield wipers don't work? Oh yeah, that's not safe.
How come when I look down, I can see the road pass by?
So
not quite that bad, I guess.
Not yet. So I ended up having to, the next day, I ended up driving the Subaru.
Oh. So all the story is that your insurance got switched over?
That's lame.
Yeah.
I thought
something happened to
you. You said, so what's wrong with the Subaru?
I thought you were going to say, not a mile away, we hear a loud bang.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No.
Or after she's bitching about how unsafe it is, it breaks down.
All of a sudden, these flames are shooting out of the exhaust.
First, I thought it was cool, but then I was like, maybe I should check that out.
Should there be smoke rising from the hood?
That happened to me before. Did I ever tell that story on here?
Huh.
But when my car started on fire?
Oh, I've heard it, but not the story. I know what happened.
I don't think we've potted it.
So I ended up getting a car wash last year and in the Supra, and I'm driving. And I get out of the car wash, and I'm driving, and I'm just like, that truck in front of me has got something's wrong with that truck. Then the truck ends up pulling off to a different road, and I'm like,
still smelling it.
What car around here is like, what do I smell? Then all of a sudden I see smoke pouring out from the hood, and then it starts billowing into the cabs. I'm like, shit! I pull off to the side. I slam on my brakes. I almost hit somebody.
Get out of the car.
They're being an asshole and like riding right next to me, being just a complete douchebag. So I have to slam on my brakes, pull off to the side. I pop the hood, which I know this isn't a good idea, but I did it anyways. Pop the hood. I see flames there, so I'm just like, smacking it. I ended up burning my hand.
Oh,
like I got like melted plastic on it. And then at the time, there was still some snow, because I believe it was in April or May, something like that. So there was still snow on the side of the road. So I ended up grabbing some snow and whipping it in the hood. And I had to wait for my grandpa. He got his trailer and we towed it over here. But yeah, car started on fire.
What was the reason?
When I got my car washed, some electrical got wet.
Oh, man.
So it was an electrical fire. But I saved it. Still runs.
Well, something similar to that happened to me when I was on my way here before Mary and Jesse's, before Asher's birthday party in, like, March or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
We were supposed to meet here, and I was on my way, and then all of a sudden, yeah, I smell something. But unlike you, if I smell something, I always freak that it's my car.
Well, now I freak out. Whenever I smell anything, I'm just like,
well, actually, no, I didn't even smell anything first. I saw my passenger window kind of, like, have some, like soot on it. And I'm like, what the hell is that? And then I smell something, and then there's smoke coming from the glove box inside my car. And then I'm doing, like, I had to pull over. I didn't almost hit anyone, but what's it, like the heater core or something like that had shit out, basically, and that's what it was. But yeah, that was bad. And I was pretty close to my parents' house, so I had to try and drive it home like that, so I have like the windows down, because I didn't want to pay for a tow for like a mile. So yeah.
Should have pushed it. Got out and pushed.
I've had so many problems with vehicles. That, like, I usually don't get stressed out easily, but, like, whenever it comes to, like, a vehicle.
Yeah, that's
like, because it's a mode of transportation, and it costs so much that...
And you need it.
Yeah. Like, especially living out here, you need a vehicle. It's not like I can just go over and, like, borrow people's cars, but...
Well, you do have options.
Yes, I do, but it also puts other people out, and it puts me out, and I like the...
Independence of...
Oh, like the... I don't know what I'm thinking of.
Well, you like not depending on people.
Why don't you leave this part blank, and then later you can edit it in there.
I'm going to.
Just say it.
The mobility, the...
No, the...
freedom.
Ease of access. Like, just the ability to be able to...
The accessibility?
Accessibility.
I think accessibility. Convenience! The convenience of just being able to hop in my car and not running it by other people.
What was it? There was fire coming out from under the hood! engine fire!
So, but you know, I like the convenience, if you will, of just being able to, if I need something, I can just hop in my car and go do whatever it is. I don't have to run it by anybody.
You like that? So I hate that shit.
But like,
I hate being free.
But so before the end, like in the summer, I was having problems with the Subaru. I ended up having to switch out everything with the timing belt, and their bearings got fucked up and all that shit. And so I was stressed out because of that. And like, I mean, I had the Supra, so it wasn't too bad. But then recently I was driving it, and the alternator was shitting out, and so I was getting like pissed off from there, because I had been I'd been awake since 4 o'clock in the morning till, and then I went to work. So then here I am getting off work at 11, and I'm thinking like, oh, and I have to be up at 4 again the next day. And it's been like this all week. Before that, working, waking up early, work, wake up early. So I'm on my way back home, and the alternator, like my battery's dead when I'm driving. Like, it won't go anymore. So I'm just like freaking out. I'm like trying to rip the steering wheel off because I'm just so pissed off because I fucking hate car problems. I'm just like, So my dad ended up having to like come over. This is at 11:30 at night. He jumped my car. I drive like 5 miles. Jump it again. Yeah. 5 miles, jump it again.
Oh, man.
Oh, I was pissed off. I was so irate. And I didn't get home till like 12:30 because of it. And I had to be up at 4 again. It was terrible. I was so pissed off that entire week. But then I ended up putting a new alternator in it. Then I broke a belt. So it didn't work again. So I had to get a new belt. That was when you had to bring it over to me.
Yeah.
And then after I got the new belt in, it's been working perfectly. So... any other car problems you guys have? Dan's got car problems up the wazoo.
I guess it's soon to be more because he's gone over 8,000 miles without an oil change.
So. You're supposed to do it every 3,000, you moron!
Oh my god!
Didn't your mom go a really long time without changing oil once? I thought I heard that from you.
I thought she went like 60,000 without changing.
60,000? No.
You said something like that.
No, though. The engine would seize up if you did
that.
Yeah,
I can't remember specifically.
No, the only
I'm
thing,
sure she has.
The only thing I had for mine was like...
if there's no oil in it.
If it's like bad it's oil like, and it's like...
Oh, chunks of yeah. shit in yeah. it yeah. Well, mine, and the filter don't work.
The only thing with mine was like the brake pads were warped, but then the calipers were rusted, so they had to replace all that, which made it a little more expensive, but otherwise...
I wanted to see those calipers. Because
no, I wasn't stranded anywhere. It was like...
I would have liked to have seen those calipers because I don't trust people. Like car mechanics. I'm not saying your mechanics are mm-hmm. like a piece of shit, but
see evidence that they're unusable.
I would like to see.
No, they said that he said I could have kept driving on those brake pads for a long time if I wanted to, but
yeah, the pads, yeah. But what about the calipers? Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, so you know how I was having grinding on my car?
Yeah,
it was grinding?
Yeah. You have to tell about this. Too.
Holy shit! So I got the car. I haven't even put 3,000 miles on it. Like
yourself.
Myself. So I ended up. I was told that like, everything just got switched out, so whatever. I don't hear any squealing, I don't hear any grinding up until like a week ago or something. Well, at this point it was 2 weeks, but I changed it after a week. So I'm hearing grinding, I'm like, oh, it's getting close. Then I'll just buy new pads, switch them out. There was, when I was taking everything out, the inner brake pad, they were like the outer brake pad was still fine, like it could be driven on like for a long time. But the inner brake pad, it had actually been, like, grinded so low that it was, I mean, it was all, like, on the metal. It wasn't, there was no pad anymore. And it had actually gotten shot down into the wheel. And it was stuck. So I had to, like, hit it with a hammer and a screwdriver. Just, like, trying to, I had to take everything off to get it out. And the caliper was what was breaking. On the rotor. Luckily, everything was still good because I got it taken care of pretty quickly. But, yeah, like, there's no way in hell it could have been me. Like, how long could it have been... Yeah. Well, how long ago was that pad gone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I got the car I have now, whoever had changed the oil on it last put on the wrong size filter, so it was way too small. So then when we went to go take it off, like, we couldn't get it off. We spent, like, 2 hours chipping at this filter, and it's just, like, breaking in pieces off. Like, it didn't just come off. And then they're trying to tell me that I picked up the wrong filter because it didn't match the one on the car. And then it's like, no, the dumbass put the wrong size. Yeah.
Oh, I had to help my buddy Brad. We were going to drill. He calls me at, like, 6:30. And says, like, yeah, my car's overheating. Can you pick me up? And we'll just take care of this later. So I pick him up and go to drill. Afterwards, we go back to his van. And we figure out that it's a belt that snapped. And so it's just one belt that controls everything. So it wasn't the water pump wasn't going.
Yep.
Getting it cooled down. So,
oh, no.
And you're thinking, like, oh, we'll just switch out the belt. No problem. Well, the belt is to the side, like, covering everything. We had to end up taking off the passenger side wheel, taking off covers. It was such a pain in the ass just to change a fucking belt. It was insane.
That's like, all he noticed is what it it was overheating?
It was overheating.
He didn't notice the steering or the anything else.
Apparently, he said that he must have been so pissed off that he didn't notice it, because when we went back, he was like, "Oh, what the hell?"
Yeah, power steering would be bad.
Yeah, I know that.
Not
yeah.
work.
But Danny, 8,000 miles without an...
Oh, yeah, let's get back to you. You're an idiot.
At most, like, 6.
Not only that, but you bought your oil and oil filter off Amazon. What the fuck does that?
What's wrong with that?
It was cheaper that way.
No, it wasn't!
Yeah, it was.
How could it have been cheaper?
Was it $16?
I just spent...
Oil is that much
$12.
It's not that.
I think I just spent...
You got a military discount and shit.
Oh, okay, well, yeah.
If you didn't, you can get oil for $12.
Conventional oil.
I believe you.
Not synthetic.
Well, uh-huh. But I also you need to
you
get
can get synthetic oil for $14.
Yeah.
Whatever. This is convenient. It's $16, and you don't have to get off your ass. I pay $2 extra.
Well, that's exactly what Danny wants.
I pay $2 extra, so I don't have to go to the store for that.
Fair enough. Right, well, is there anything else?
Also, there's no tax on Amazon. For that kind of thing.
No tax on Amazon?
Well, there might... Well, for a lot of things, there isn't. Mm.
We've been going for an hour and 32 minutes, so... How should we end
What about me? I didn't tell my car story.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know you had one.
So I was just driving along in my Buick, going up Trinity, where...
By LSE?
Yeah.
Is this a long time
ago?
Oh,
I know what story.
Well, it was when he had his Buick, so last year?
About a year ago, or... Maybe a little bit longer than it. I think it was about July-ish, maybe.
Is that the one you had here that one time?
Han?
I don't know.
That your
you
mom
had a
uses
Buick
it now
here,
or something,
like,
right?
In May, because it had a trailer hitch on it, and you were
Oh, no, that was my brother's.
Oh, that's a different one. Okay.
So mine was a different one. I was going up Trinity about 40 miles an hour, and then, boom, my wheel flies off into the woods. My entire wheel... All of it just gone. So I'm sitting there grinding on my rotor on the road going 40 miles an hour.
Oh my god! How the hell did you replace the tire? Like, what happened?
I don't even know what happened. I know my bearing was starting to get bad because there was a little bit of grinding going on. Like only when I turned to the right, it would grind. So I knew that I was gonna have to get new bearings sooner or later. It's a hub bearing assembly, so. That must have just seized up, I guess. I don't know what else would cause it just to... And it sheared off all the lug nuts.
Oh, jeez.
You had to get a whole new assembly for that, then?
All the lug studs, which were on the hub bearing assembly, which is what I was going to replace anyways. Danny and I went back there the next day after I got my car towed away, because there's nothing I can do with it there.
Did you find the wheel?
Yes, yeah, so me and Danny went back the next day. I went... walking, traipsing through the woods down there and found my wheel, and it was all good. I used my wheel again.
Nice.
After I replaced
it. Did they still have the sheared lug pieces in it, or did those go flying off?
No, the lug nuts? I couldn't find those.
The sheared? No. Well, they're sheared, so you wouldn't have wanted them.
Yeah.
You could have used part of a lug nut.
Could have given them to Scrappy to scrap.
Oh my god, John. John.
John, you can get like 50 cents for them lug nuts. Polo was mad at him when I went to Vegas. We were talking because he scrapped his car. They're cousins. John scrapped Solo's car. Like, he asked his mom or something, but Polo didn't know about it. So he's like, I'll buy you a really nice dinner. And then we didn't even go anywhere nice. We at that particular point in time, we went to Chip was. I told you he was doing like this 50s thing for some reason. So we ate at Johnny Rockets. Which is like just an old time.
Did they have like a Buddy Holly that was just like?
Is this like an old?
Oh, welcome.
Is like an old time 50s style
diner style, yeah.
Stuff, which is kind of neat, but it wasn't very classy.
What else has happened?
Well, they had a.
What can we end on? You got to end on a big.
He scrapped his car and then he got like a $15 meal.
Worth it.
You can't drive anywhere. Here's a burger.
Well, it's obviously a car he wasn't using.
He's like,
right?
Oh, you didn't get rid of my chrome rims or whatever, did you? But he didn't, so. Oh, okay. I don't have anything amazing.
Do you
amazing,
have any distinct car stories? Or just that you haven't changed the oil?
Well, he drove it without any power steering fluid for like a month.
I'll get my Jimmy back when my mom buys my cousin's car.
So no.
Oh, okay, we'll finish on your mom ran into that guy.
Oh, we'll finish on that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now?
Yeah, oh my god!
He okay. wanted to tell his other car story.
But you gotta end it on, like, a joke.
Tell us what you were gonna say
end
first.
End podcast.
I've got a joke if you can't think of one.
You got one?
Yeah, but he let him tell his story.
Okay, we'll tell your
story. Well, no, you end it if you want. Mine's lame.
Okay, it's so funny, though. A couple of months ago, my mom sold her car to some guy who had just been driving around and saw it parked in my mom's driveway. And it was shit, so he paid like $125 because something the engine was shot. And it was pouring black smoke out the tailpipe. So then he calls U-Haul and he gets an appointment to pick up one of those car hitches. Mm. And he said, "Yeah, I'll be by Sunday to pick it up." Drive by Monday, still there. I drive by a week later, still there. This was a couple months ago, and then 3 days ago, my mom was at a restaurant with a friend. Happens to run into the guy. And he's like, "Oh, I forgot. Oh, I'll come by in a couple of days and I'll pick it up."
Did she have... And she didn't have the money at this point, did she?
No, he paid my mom. She wrote a receipt.
Yeah.
And said, "I'll come by Sunday and pick it up."
I'd have totally sold it to somebody else. That's what I would have done. Well, that didn't end as big as I thought it would. Jared, let's hear your joke.
Really, this is a big plan B. Why don't skeletons play music in church? Because they don't have any organs. No James in the... No James and the Giant Peach, anybody?
I've heard that one.
Yeah, I've heard it.
Oh.
Can we end on that? Or
God, no.
No.
Thank God. You know the thing about chemistry jokes?
Trolling.
I make them... periodically.
That's almost.
Call it there.
Jesus, yeah, maybe we should just quit.
Let's look up. Should we just look up a joke really quick?
I think I may have one.
Yay!
Oh god.
Okay, this last mother. Last Mother's Day.
Why don't you tell a joke?
I went to Olive Garden to pick up food for my mom, me, and my sister. We were gonna go back to my mom's house. Watch a movie with my mom. Have a nice day.
Except Aww. You ate all the food before you got back.
That wraps up another edition of Movie Dudes.
No.
Yeah.
No. I thought that was a joke.
That was just very touching.
That was just a mean comment. That's
he's trying to do something nice for his family.
See, Danny, shit on yeah, him. See, Danny paints the portrait of a butterfly flying in a meadow, and then TT kills the butterfly.
Okay, so I pick up the food. I walk out the door. And you this old guy over. Comes walking the other way. "You're a big boy, aren't you?" And he ghosts me and goes straight into the restaurant. Even though I even turn and say, "What the fuck?" And he just ghosts me and goes straight into the restaurant.
Travis paid him to say that.
Did he cut his
boot?
I know that there's one random old guy walking into the restaurant.
Even I would never do that. Neither would he.
That's all he said. "You're a big boy, aren't you?"
Oh my god, who the fuck does that?
He should have cut his brake lines and sat on his head.
Yay. I didn't know which one it is.
I didn't know which
that'll
one to cut.
Do it.
I cut him off.
That'll do it.
Oh, that wraps up another edition of Movie Dudes. But hey, don't let us choose all the movies. If there are any movies out there you want us to watch, past, present, or future, just tweet us at the Movie Dudes. MOVIEDODS. I'm Sean.
I'm Tabitha.
Travis.
I'm Dan.
Rob.
And our regular guest,
Jared.
Till next time. Goodbye, everybody. Woo! That was a good ender. I was like, "What?"
Like, it was just quiet, and I was just like, "What the fuck is going on?" I was like, "No wonder."
people hate Americans. Of course,
it was a bunch of old people.
I'll show you this because it's a picture and it won't translate well to a podcast, but Andy decided to make a trolling Tinder.
Oh my god. Is that normal for Tinder? Yeah.
And then wait, let me show you his profile that he made. God. I'll read his description.
He's gonna end up on Catfish.
First things first, I'm a realist. Big fan of 80s Elvis back before he sold out. Someday I'd like to have a black lab named Lola, but today is not that day. I have a food processor, so if you like making salsa, hit me up. I have enough money to buy Grain Belt and Metro tickets. Ladies, if you want to get to know me, ask for my fax number. I'm pretty willing to give that out. Smiley face.
Oh, that's terrible.
I think it's great.
What if someone faxes you some nudes?
I would like to actually see how that would work.
I'm a realist.
All right, so are we ready?
That'd be better than Instagram. You get
Isn't
a printable picture.
Isn't that a music quote from a song?
Oh, yeah, shit. Except it goes first things first. I'm the realist.
The realist.
What song is that?
It's
Fancy.
Yeah.
I'm so fancy. I hate that song. All right, ready?
Sure.
Remove that mutt from the table.
Hey!
What
are
you
doing?
Come on, you.
Is this yours?
I said, move Danny away.
It just That's fancy. Happened to be a dog living in America.
It's Legend of Zelda style.
Get the cat away from the table.
Oh.
That's solid gold.
Legend of Zelda.
Don't smudge it.
Ready?
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Hyrule style.
You know that game came out?
What game?
Hyrule Warriors. You saw that?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, what is that game we played that one time at your house that was like that? Dynasty Warriors?
Oh, that's what it's like?
Yeah.
Ooh, I love that game. I'm going to have to get it then.
Except it doesn't just have random Japanese characters. It has Zelda characters.
Just randos.
Random samurai and shit.
You can plug your computer in if you need to, too.
Power's not in. Oh.
Into that thing. If you need to.
Set this.
Yeah, we went over this.
Do you need to?
He doesn't know.
No, I do not. Not right now.
Well, then plug it in later.